This is Elizabeth. Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 5/5/2023. Patient's last name is Palacios, Palacios. First name is Anahi. Date of birth is 4/21/2012. Patient is 11-year-old female who presents with complaint of stomach pain, sore throat, and chills with headaches for 3 days. According to father who accompanied patient's close friend at school has tested positive for strep. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any ear pain or loss of hearing, complain of sore throat with painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough. GI, complain of intermittent abdominal pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no drug allergies. Weight is 131.2 pounds. O2 saturation 96%. Blood pressure 114/66. Pulse is 92, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist with the exception of pharyngeal erythema, no postural lesions noted, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sign stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial muscle, all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro, patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested positive for strep screen. Diagnosis acute strep pharyngitis, dysphagia, and headaches. Patient was given prescription for Amoxil, 400 milligrams in 5 mils, 5 mils POTID times 10 days, quantity sufficient, ibuprofen 400 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN, quantity 30. Follow-up visit scheduled for 4 days. Warm salt goggle also encouraged. Next patient, last name is Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. First name is Emily. Date of birth is 8/10/1994. Date of service 5/5/2023. Patient is a 28-year-old female who presents for emergency room follow-up regarding UTI, abdominal pain, and constipation. She's currently on oral antibiotics and stool softener. She denies any new symptoms at this time, with the exception of lower abdominal pain. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient has complained of lower abdominal pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Neuro, patient physical exam. Generally, patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to penicillin. Weight is 106.6 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 138/96. Pulse is 96. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck isoponus, stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, patient urine was tested with a trace of blood, patient to continue with current antibiotic regimen and also her constipation regimen, to return to clinic in 1 week for repeat urine test. Diagnosis, UTI, status post ER, ER follow-up, UTI, constipation, lower abdominal pain. Next patient, last name is Jones, first name is Glenn, G-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 7/27/1958. Date of service is 5/5/2023. Patient is a 64-year-old male who presents for medication follow-up and prescription refill and blood work. He denies any new symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no air pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 240.1 pounds. O2 saturation 95%. Blood pressure 152/84. Pulse is 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck isoponus, stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient had his venipuncture for you, routine labs with pending results. Prescriptions given with refill. Prescription were given for lisinopril/HCTZ, 20/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily, quantity 90. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily, quantity 90. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID, PRN, quantity 90. Diagnosis: hypertension, neuropathy, prescription refill, and GERD. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week for lab review. Thank you.